for humans is affection. For jinn, it is admiration. And for the angels, it is glorification. The realm of Malakut is the realm of glorification. Here one's identity is much less individuated. One exists in a state of innocence, of exaltation, of glorification of the Divine Presence, basking in the Holy Spirit, the Ruh al-Quds. That is the condition of the angel. You discover it in the eyes of a newly born child who looks out with wonderment, who knows no distinction between good and evil. Who knows only wonder and praise. And that condition exists within each one of us. Whatever the experiences of our lives, however we may feel tarnished, there remains within ourselves a pristine, angelic level of being that can never be touched by the ignominy of the world. My father often refers to the words of an African-American woman who was lynched in the South, and when she was being killed, she said, "You can do what you want with my body, but you cannot touch my soul." This level of our being has its special place in the right breast, in the latifa, the subtle center, which is called ruh, spirit. God breathed her spirit into Adam and Eve. Kul arruh min amr rabbi. Say this spirit is an activity of God. Now we come to a further center, a further level. Beyond Malakut is the dimension of Jabarut. In Malakut, one experienced oneself as a being of light. You know that the body absorbs the light of the environment, which is the light of the stars. This light is absorbed in our very cells, in the strands of our DNA, it is absorbed. And re-emitted as bioluminescence, biophotons, which scientists can now measure, which are constantly produced within the body. So we may imagine that our light is the condensation of the light of the galaxies, which we receive and absorb and transmit. And our own light is radiated forth at a speed of 186,000 miles per second. At this level of our being, we are not fixed, we are not hidebound. We are spread out, we are radiated throughout the universe. Our light is hurtling through space in all directions. Intermeshing, forming a wave interference pattern with the light of the stars. That is the light of Malakut. One is a being of light. And even when the components of this physical body disintegrate, one's light yet radiates. At the next level, the level of Jabarut, one discovers a further dimension of light, which the Sufis describe as the all-pervading light. There is a light which has rays, and there is a light which has no rays. A light that is ubiquitous, immaterial, the light of pure consciousness. When we look out into the starry sky and see the planets and the stars, we see how light is landscaped by gravity. And yet, at a further dimension, light is ubiquitous, ever-present. This is what the Sufis describe as pure intelligence. When intelligence is confronted with an object, it becomes consciousness. When the object is removed and consciousness is resorbed in its ground, it exists as pure intelligence. sheer presence. That is the light of Javarut. And we have within ourselves an organ of perception that corresponds also to this plane. It is called the Sir, the secret, and is nested in the very center of the breast. Beyond this level of Javarut is the level of Lahut. When the divine essence, that Ilahi, the eternal, ineffable, infinite, changeless essence of God, when this essence, through the stirring of love, came into manifestation, this manifestation was, is, not random, not haphazard, rather, the creative breath of the Absolute flowed through certain eternal archetypal channels, which are the explication of the implicate structure of the Absolute. The eternal qualities of being, what the Sufis call the Ayana Thabita. At the level of Lahut, one discovers the qualities that one experiences in one's life in their pure essences. As the Quran Sharif says, there is nothing on earth that does not have its treasury with us. This is the divine treasury, the seedbed of our personality. For an artist to be an artist, the artist must produce a piece of art, a painting, and every painting involves limitation, and yet something of the genius of the artist manifests in that limited form. And to realize oneself as an artist, it's not enough to merely have the genius, to have the creativity. One must express that creativity, but in doing so, one is constrained. Every stroke is at the expense of other possible strokes of the brush. So our own personality is a conditioning of the divine personality, which is constrained, in some cases distorted, It is a work in progress. And our own work with our personality is enriched by discovering the sources of our qualities in their pure forms, of which our own expressions are very limited in comparison. This is the palette of colors, the colors of our life. That is the plane of Lahut, which has its organ of perception in the third eye center, Khafi. And beyond Lahut, beyond the Ayana Thabita, is the level of Hahut. Beyond even the conditioning of the qualities in their essences, beyond every attribute, beyond every qualification, inexpressible, it's useless to try to describe the state in words. The solitude of the divine unity, the transcendent pole of being, beyond manifestation, eternally one. Context of all contexts. There is a level of our being at which we were never born, we will never die. We simply are. And this plane corresponds to the Latifa Akhfa, which has its place at the very top of the head, the crown center. This is what is called in yoga the Sahasrara Chakra. The Khafi, the third eye, is the Ajna, corresponds to the Ajna Chakra. The Sir to the Anahata Chakra. And the Qalab to the Muladhara Chakra. The difference in Sufi subtle physiology is that one works both with the vertical axis connecting the base of the spine to the top of the head, as well as the horizontal axis of the qalb and ruh. And in Sufism, the ultimate integration takes place through the heart centers, the complex of heart centers. So having offered a very cursory introduction to the Lataif, the subtle centers, we'll share in a practice now, which is for the purification and awakening of these subtle centers. Realizing that this is a great work and one which ultimately is best done within the context of an esoteric school with the support of a teacher through ongoing practice. These practices are traditionally done daily, the same place, at the same time. And the fruits of these practices are cumulative. The senses, the subtle centers are so desensitized by our forgetfulness, our heedlessness of the rich resources of our being. We exist only on the very surface of our being. And so to reactivate them requires a concentration that is equal to one's preoccupation with one's outer life. The practice is called Zikre Jarub, which means the zikr of the broom. One is sweeping is done with a back and forth motion. And so this term jarup is an allusion to the back and forth motion of the breath. We purify and activate the centers with the magnetism of the breath. And there is a fikr, there is a silent concentration on the breath, an invocation of divine names. On the inhalation, the divine name is Allah. Allah. Inhaling, Allah. Exhaling, Hu. Ooh, silently. And we work with each center in turn, beginning from the base of the spine and working upward. So we begin with identifying with our embodiment, the mold of our being, the template of our body, which subsists within our body as its subtle structure, and which has its locus at the base of the spine. And become aware of the breath. And now as you inhale, direct the breath from the base of the spine to the center, whose location is 2 finger widths below the navel, the nafs center, breathing in Allah from the base of the spine into the Naf center, allowing through an act of presence, allowing this center to awaken, to unfold, and to radiate a yellow light. And as you exhale, the energy of the nafs awakened is directed downward with the breath, with who, into the qalab. Purifying the qalab and suffusing it with new life. Inhale with intensity. We inhale up from the nafs into the qalb, the heart in the left breast, with intensity, invoking the name Allah, penetrating into the very inner cockles of the physical heart, touching upon and awakening the qalb, which comes to glow with a red light. And as we exhale, who we deliver a flow of energy to the nafs, which is purified and revitalized. breath shifts once again. Inhaling Allah from the heart in the left breast to the spirit center in the right breast. Caressing this center with the breath, it becomes sensitive and awakens and radiates a white light and in the attunement of this white radiance we exhale who into the heart in the left breast, allowing our heart to be purified. Breathing in from this spirit in the right breast into the secret center in the center of the chest, Sir, pure intelligence. And as this center is caressed with the Allah of our breath, it awakens and radiates a green light, and its energy is delivered upon exhalation to the spirit center. Upward, inhaling Allah into the Khafi, the third eye center, between the eyebrows. Which is sensitized and awakened and radiates an indigo blue light. And its light, as we exhale, who is shown upon the Sir, and the Sir is purified and revitalized. And now we direct the breath to the uppermost rung of Jacob's ladder. The Latifa Akhfa. Inhaling from the third eye, Allah. Directing the breath into the point at the very apex of the skull. Which unfolds and radiates a black light. Transparent black illumination. And its magnetism is delivered to the third eye with who. presence of the transcendent pole of one's being. Intervention in the breath will introduce a pause between the inhalation and exhalation and place a divine name upon each station of the breath. The first divine name is Vasi, Vasi. As one inhales, the Fikr is Vasi, the all-encompassing, the all-embracing expanse of the Absolute. As one inhales, one feels oneself drawn into that infinite unity. And holding the breath with the eyes turned upward, converged, and the tongue pressed against the palate, at the back of the mouth, holding the breath, we invoke the divine name Ahad. Ahad, the one, the only. And in this moment, experience a state of pure unity. And exhaling, Jami, the gatherer, the uniter. Unity manifesting in multiplicity as harmony, as the unifying force in the world. This is our Fikr. Concentrating upon the Akhfa center at the top of the head. Along the central axis, the vertical axis, into the breast, and now inhale into the solar plexus. Rahman, the all-compassionate, experiencing the loving kindness of the totality of being, God's compassion for us in our state of limitation, the love that is for us in the womb of the universe, and holding salam, peace, at one moment, the absolute security that comes with identifying with all of life, and exhale from the center of the chest, Ghaffar, the forgiving, manifesting unconditional love, becoming in one's being, in one's life, an expression of the very love within which, with which one is invested by Rahman. Normal rhythm of breath, feeling that all that one has experienced has become integrated and grounded in the domain of one's heart. Become aware once again of your body, your feet on the floor, the scent of your senses, and when you feel ready, open your eyes. With the prayer khatum. O thou who art the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the Lord of heaven and earth, open our hearts that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide us. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit, and unite us all in thy perfect being.